The 27th annual Washington Craft Show is taking place this weekend, and that will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Washington Convention Center. And this year there is a focus on fashion, and it's my great pleasure to have in the WBJC studio style expert, author, and TV host Stephanie Green. Welcome to WBJC. Thanks so much for coming in.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
And so the focus on fashion, but of course there is just so much that comes under the umbrella of these craft shows. What is the range of craft that people can look forward to this year?
Oh, the range is so wide. They're going to have everything from fashion design, which is all handmade, and almost everything is required to be one of a kind or limited edition. They're going to have ceramics, decorative and wearable textiles, furniture, glass, handmade jewelry, leather, mixed media, basketry. So it's a very, very wide range of crafts there.
And it is a juried exhibition, right? So
yes.
People have to go through quite a stringent selection process,
yes,
don't they?
What
is that process, in fact?
Oh, it's pretty selective. Basically, every year, a panel of distinguished judges reviews over 1,000 applications. And they select artists on a basis of their technical skill, their workmanship, and their originality of design. In fact, the artists in this specific show are carrying on the work of artists who started the arts and crafts movement in the late 19th century, including William Morris. And they're doing what they do because they believe in the value of things, of being made by hand, which is unfortunately a dying art. And that's why I'm so proud to represent the show.
You mention William Morris and people like that. And of course, the whole arts and crafts movement has thrown up a really interesting debate. Where does art begin and end? And where does craft begin and end? And with your specialty, when one is looking at fact in fabrics or one-of-a-kind designs, where does the artistry come in and where does the craft leave off?
That's a wonderful question. It's a complicated one as well, and it's definitely a controversial one, especially when it comes to the fashion industry, because as we know, billions of people around the world have to wear clothing, and clothing is so mass marketed now. But fashion design at its essence is really about designing what makes people feel good. So it starts with the art of thinking, what do I love? What am I passionate about? How would I like to bring my art into my clothing somehow and make people feel good through it? So to me, at the root of that, that's where fashion starts and that's where the craft of it starts. And in terms of designing by hand, for example, when I teach students as a professor, I always try to teach them the art of fashion and the root of couture and what really true couture is about. And that's about creating with your hands. The firsthand experience of literally touching fabric, touching the textiles, that can actually inspire an entire clothing line. You can, you know, walk through the woods and see amazing leaves and then somehow transform that into a gorgeous gown. And that's what I think is so beautiful about a show like this. It's truly the art of fashion at its essence.
I've been speaking to Stephanie Green, who will be hosting a panel on Saturday and also doing a book signing. She'll be doing some blogging about the show as well. And more details are at craftsamericashow.com. This is the 27th annual Washington Craft Show with a focus on fashion, taking place this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thanks so much for coming in, Stephanie, and I really wish you a very good time here.
Thank you very, very much. I'm so glad to be here.